The council is asking state lawmakers for an extra $1.7 million. Its top two priorities are funding for more education for judges and an additional employee to oversee certification of accountability courts after the position was lost in July. The council also wants funding to assist it as it works to establish an e-filing system for every trial court in the state. Marla Moore is director of the Administrative Office of the Courts.
We feel these are all important issues, but we do understand that we are, you know, not in plush times by any means, and we just hope that if there's an opportunity, we'll be able to work with some folks and get some of these things accomplished.
And Moore says the largest budgetary request is more than $772,000 for a fund that provides grant funding for civil legal services for victims of domestic violence.
That funding had been up to $2.25 million before the recession, and with the erosion and the budget cuts has gotten down to $1.7 million. And the need for those services has grown really kind of exponentially with the economy and what happened with it. So we are asking for not only that funding to be returned, but to give a little bit more.
The request comes after a number of tight budget years, where like many others that receive funding from the state budget, the council experienced several years of cuts. Michelle Worth, WABE News.